This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, BFM 89.9. Joyce Goh and Sharitz Abdullah here with you. This is The Morning Run. Yeah, so speaking about China, you know, there are two new foldable phones. And, you know, one of them is from Huawei. They've announced its latest model, the Mate X, a phone that basically opens up into a small tablet computer, but it costs $2,600 US. That's a bit more than Samsung's Galaxy Fold, which launched within the same week, and that cost about $1,980 US. Also expensive.
I know. So, you know, you'd be wondering, why are they two new foldable phones in the same week, right? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we were discussing about Samsung foldable and how much it costs a lot. And now we have Huawei pricing it over more than close to $1,000 more than dollars more than Samsung. So what's the novelty here? I mean, the market smartphone, as you know, it has been slowing down, right, for some time now. It's been plateauing. So I guess all these manufacturers, they're scrambling to find new ways to try and entice and convince consumer that they should upgrade their phones. I think people are holding it much longer than they used to, I guess.
I don't know. And also, if they're looking for something, I think the price, they're outpricing themselves, I feel, out of the market. The key thing here, I guess, is it's a race between all these companies to become the leader in this hinge technology. So, you know, it's interesting to see what comes out of this. We spoke to Darwin Suchipto. He is the managing editor at techandent.tv for some thoughts on this. And he thinks that Huawei will only get more difficult for the US to ignore.
Huawei has been making significant progress, not just in terms of their consumer devices, in terms of their enterprise solutions and communication solutions. They have been making a lot of progress. And they are basically one of the companies at the forefront of 5G technology as well. And it shows because they are actually fitting all their new devices with 5G capabilities now, including the Huawei Mate X, right? So I think with the kind of progress that they make, it's very, very difficult for US to ignore their progression, because obviously the US, being the US, they want the latest technology of everything. They want to have the best of everything, right? So, of course, I think at some point they would have to review the ban, or if not, they'll have to push their own companies like Motorola to make that kind of progress. And I don't think it's that easy.
That was Darwin Suchipto, the managing editor at TechN.tv. Well, that's it. We can't ignore the elephant in the room, the concerns surrounding 5G and China's intertwined involvement with new tech.
Yeah, Jeremy Fleming, the director of the UK Cybersecurity Agency, on Monday called for Western states to start understanding threats and opportunities that arise from Chinese technology. Despite describing 5G as one of the most impactful technology of the era, Fleming warns that 5G security is more about than just Huawei. China places itself in this area of global technology is much bigger than that. Absolutely.
Yeah, he adds that they have to understand the global nature of supply chain and, you know, service provision, as well as take a clear view on the implications of China's tech acquisition strategy in the West. And Fleming had emphasized that UK has not yet made a decision on Huawei's inclusion in their domestic 5G network.
Yeah, so besides UK, there's also other countries like Australia, New Zealand and Japan, where they have made the decision to bar Huawei from supplying components for 5G networks in the jurisdiction, citing national security concern. Well, Huawei, they've staunchly denied these claims. So US has been, you know, in US, they've been blocking Huawei for selling equipment in the US for years, and reportedly urging, you know, their allies to do the same thing and ban Huawei from their domestic 5G network.
Yeah, there's a big telco event right now in Barcelona, and I guess this is definitely the talk of the town there, big topic there. And chief executives in the telecom sector have said that, you know, refusing to include Huawei in 5G rollouts could be a mistake. Vodafone CEO Nick Reed, for example, warned that banning the Chinese firm could be hugely disruptive.
I mean, yeah, that's an interesting move, isn't it? I mean, China is not the only one in the 5G market. I mean, recently we just heard Intel is also joining the fray, and also Ericsson has also joined the fray. And there's not much talk or not a lot of highlight with regards to, you know, these other companies, but it's always been about Huawei, and the accusation has been about the same, which is because they are a Chinese company, and that because of the association with the government, right? Mm. And how they are supposed, you know, to kowtow with the government and you know, you know, how our data not safe. But similar to that point, I think Jeremy Fleming made the US government also make clear that it's going to go after all, you know, all tech from Chinese companies. So it is sort of going beyond just 5G.
Mm. Well, Charles, you know, the US and China battle, though, they're battling beyond just 5G. They're looking at other tech categories as well. So they've called for a ban of Huawei-made solar technology. So, you know, I guess just...
Bottom line is, yeah, it's not just... It's looking not just 5G. It used to be about data, but now I think, yeah, it's more on the company itself and where it's coming from.
That's right. Well, we have to go for a break. Stay tuned to BFM 89.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.